In the 400 with the Welsh Blood Service.
And Heart.
You had to overcome a phobia, Sian, didn't you, before you could give blood? Tell us what your phobia was.
My phobia was of needles.
Not exactly conducive, is it, to giving blood when you're really scared of stuff like that?
No, I mean, I was a total needle phobe. The sight of them was enough to make me break out in a cold sweat.
What was it then that actually made you overcome this phobia and thought, right, I've got to give blood, or I want to give blood?
After Mum had her kidney transplant, she had to have some blood, a blood transfusion. And I sat down and thought about it and thought, if those people hadn't have gone, then that blood might not have been there for Mum.
Just describe how you felt on that first donation.
The blood service used to come in to the offices where I worked, and I knew they were coming in. So I managed to rope a friend in to come in to hold my hand. And you had to go and take a ticket. It was a bit like being at the cheese counter in Tesco. Take your ticket. So then they take you through. And I was just like, oh, I don't think I can do this. And my friend was gripping my hand. And literally, it was a tiny, tiny sharp scratch. And then it was done and it was over, and I was having tea and biscuits and went back to work, and I was very proud.
How many times have you given blood since?
I think I'm up to about 7 or 8.
Wow, okay.
So I know I still need to keep going and giving more.
What happened to Mum?
Well, Mum had the transplant just over 12 years ago, which is quite good going. And since then, she's had both kidneys removed as well. The old one, she still has the new one. And it's made a massive difference, because dialysis was 3 times a week for 4 hours at a time. So it meant that she was away quite a lot. So now that she's not on dialysis, I have her back all the time.
Mum, how are you feeling?
I'm feeling fine, thank you. Much, much better than I was.
When she said, I'm going to give blood, what was your first reaction?
I couldn't quite believe it, because when she was little and she had to have her MMR, I dragged her in with her friend who went in with her, and she didn't want to have it. So I'm very, very proud that she went ahead and did it.
What would you say then to somebody who hasn't given blood, but like Sian had seen the people, the Welsh Blood Service coming into their workplace of work, or the mobile units who are thinking about it? What would your advice be to them? Because it's people like you that needed the blood that we donate.
People, if there's anybody out there who's got the time, please go and give blood to help somebody else, possibly babies, older people, anyone who's desperately in need of blood to continue living.
So what would your advice be to anybody that's actually, it's crossed their mind and they've never quite got round to it, or maybe they do have a kind of phobia? It sounds like it's not easy to overcome, but it is doable.
Yeah, it's totally doable. I mean, if I can do it, then anybody can. If you've had your ears pierced, it's way less painful than getting your ears pierced. I speak from experience. I say go and do it. You know, it's an amazing feeling. It's about half an hour. You get a biscuit and a cup of tea at the end. You have
what
a
sort
nice...
of biscuits do you get?
I don't know if you're allowed to say, are you? Penguins.
Oh, right. Yeah. Okay. So not only a biscuit, but chocolate
you get
as well.
A good biscuit, yeah. Oh. There might be a choice. And it's turned into a bit of a family thing for me, because last time I donated, my dad was on the bed next to me. But his blood goes a bit faster, so he's often onto biscuits before I finish.
See, he makes it go faster. He gets the pick of the
exactly,
penguin.
Exactly. Yeah.
That's what it is. It's a great story from you both. I'm glad that it's all been sorted, and your daughter Sian overcoming her fear has helped you, which is great.
Thank you.
Long may that continue, ladies. Thank you very much indeed.
Thank you.
Just text blood to 81156
to pledge to be a blood donor.